天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听天路导向节目。我们现在正在进行的系列是 Blessing of Surrender， 献身之福。今天我们进行的是第三课。在前两次的节目中，我跟大家一样都领受到了许多从神而来的宝贵讯息，我对自己的灵命的成长也有了极大的认识。当然我们这个课题叫献身之福，我也会常常问自己说，什么才叫真正的献身呢？又如何献身才能得到从神而来的祝福呢？正如麦克牧师所讲的，献身就是要勇敢地交出我们的所有。在罗马书十二章一节中也提到说，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。那就是在我们寻求神旨意的时候呢，要勇敢地将自己的一切都完全交托给神，包括我们的骄傲、我们的理想和我们自己内心最深的罪和痛苦。当然这个交托的过程也是十分艰辛的，而交托最重要的凭据就是我们要对这位创造万物的神有足够的信心和爱心。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那我们就把接下来的时间交给麦克牧师和安详，让我们预备自己的心，一起领受从神而来的祝福吧。
Listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
If you are joining our broadcast for the first time， we had just begun a new series of messages。
如果你是第一次收听这个节目，我们刚开始一系列的信息。
We entitled the series of messages "The Blessings of Surrender."
这个信息叫献身之福。
In the first two messages，
在前两个信息里。
We learned that at our lowest point in life，
我们知道在人生最低落的时候，
we can become a candidate for the inner filling of the Holy Spirit and can receive the greatest blessings，
却可以成为圣灵充满我们的机会，而且得到神所赐的厚恩。
When the widow yielded the little that she had to God，
当那寡妇交出她所仅有的给神时，
God brought a miracle into her life.
神就在她生命中行神迹。
We learned that this can happen to us too.
我们知道神迹也会在我们身上发生。
How?
如何发生呢？
First,
第一，
we have to present to God our empty vessels and leave ourselves open to Him.
我们要将我们的空器皿交给神，并向他开放自己。
We must empty ourselves so that God can fill us up with His Holy Spirit.
我们必须倒空自己，让神的圣灵充满。
Second,
第二，
we must go to our prayer closet and shut the door and be willing to receive the gift God will bestow on us.
我们必须进到祈祷密室，关上门，并愿意接受神所赐的恩典。
Third,
第三，
We must yield and surrender all that we are and have to the Lord.
我们必须向神交出我们所有的一切。
We must adopt the spirit of total surrender.
我们必须存一颗完全降服的心。
This is not always easy.
这是很不容易的。
For many of us have a controlling spirit.
因为很多人都想要支配一切。
Many of us think that we can provide and improve on God's plan.
很多人以为我们能够提供和改善神的计划。
While we all struggle with the problem of control,
我们都在支配欲的问题上苦苦挣扎。
There are some of us who struggle a little harder than others.
但有些人比别人挣扎得更厉害。
Today we will look again at 2 Kings chapter 4.
我们今天要再看列王记下第四章。
Here we will see how intrusion upon God's provision brings misery and death.
在这里我们会看见干扰神的供应将要带来愁苦和死亡。
We are going to see how improvement on God's plan and purpose is a deadly prospect.
我们要看到更改神的计划和旨意就只有死路一条。
Let us look at the word of God from 2 Kings 4:38 to 44 together.
让我们一起看神的话语，列王记下第四章38节到44节。以利沙又来到吉甲，那地正有饥荒，先知门徒坐在他面前，他吩咐仆人说，你将大锅放在火上，给先知门徒熬汤。有一个人去到田野掐菜，遇见一棵野瓜藤，就摘了一兜野瓜回来切了，搁在熬汤的锅中，因为他们不知道是什么东西，倒出来给众人吃，吃的时候都喊叫说，神人哪，锅中有致死的毒物，所以众人不能吃了。以利沙说，拿点面来，就把面撒在锅中，说，倒出来给众人吃吧，锅中就没有毒了。有一个人从巴利沙利沙来，带着出熟大麦做的饼二十个，并新穗子，装在口袋里送给神人。神人说，把这些给众人吃。仆人说，这一点岂可白给一百人吃呢？以利沙说，你只管给众人吃吧，因为耶和华如此说，众人必吃了还剩下。仆人就摆在众人面前，他们吃了，果然还剩下，正如耶和华所说的。
Let me summarize this story for you.
让我把这故事总括一下。
There was a famine in the land.
那地正有饥荒。
Physical distress was everywhere.
有形的苦难处处都有。
Spiritual distress was all around the community.
社会上也充满了心灵的愁苦。
While in the midst of this famine,
在饥荒之中，
The prophet Elisha was in the school of the prophets which Elijah had established.
先知以利沙在以利亚所创办的先知学校里。
Elisha was now the head of the school.
现在由以利沙担任校长。
He was suffering with the rest of the community.
他和当地其他人一样受着饥荒之苦。
Elisha had been on the road preaching.
以利沙曾经出外传道。
He came back to Gilgal to minister to the College of Prophets.
如今他回到吉甲的先知学校任教。
My listening friends, I want to stop here and make this very clear.
我亲爱的朋友，我想停在这儿把话说清楚。
Heaven is never embarrassed by human needs.
天国永不会被人类的需要难倒。
God always has his Elishas to bring a voice of hope in a time of distress.
在困难的时刻，神常借着像以利沙这样的先知把希望带给人。
God has his Elishas who bring good news in the midst of spiritual sorrow.
神差遣以利沙将好消息带到心灵愁苦的人当中。
God always has his Elishas who declare God's sufficiency in the midst of human bankruptcy.
当人类的处境面临破产时，神的先知就会出来宣告神的丰富。
God always has his Elishas who bring spiritual food in the midst of spiritual famine.
神的先知就会将灵粮带给心灵饥渴的人。
So, in the midst of the famine, Elisha commands his servant to put on a large pot of stew for the sons of the prophets.
因此在饥荒中，以利沙吩咐仆人将大锅放在火上，给先知的门徒熬汤。
This in itself was a miracle.
这是本身就是一个神迹。
We find in 2 Kings 8:1,
在列王记下八章一节里，
Elisha had prophesied that there would be 7 years of famine as God's judgment upon human sin.
伊丽莎曾预言将有七年的饥荒是神对人犯罪的惩罚。
Yet even in the midst of the judgment, God was able to provide for his faithful children.
然而在惩罚之中，神为他忠心的儿女们仍然有充足的供应。
The scripture tells us again and again.
圣经一次又一次地告诉我们。
Of how in the midst of disaster, God takes care of his faithful children.
在苦难中，神眷顾他忠心的儿女。
Even today, many Christians testify about how in the midst of depression and grief, God blesses, watches, and provides for them.
甚至今天，许多基督徒见证神如何在他们失意愁烦时赐恩、看守并供应他们所需。
That's our God.
这就是我们的神呢。
He is a faithful God.
神是信实的。
Do you know him?
你认识他吗？
In the book of Genesis,
在创世纪里，
we learn that a severe famine hit the land of Canaan.
在迦南地有严重的饥荒。
It was a famine so great that it would have killed Jacob and all of his family.
那饥荒极其严重，很可能会危害到雅各和他的家人。
But God had already sent Joseph ahead of them to Egypt.
但是神预先让约瑟到埃及去，
so that Jacob and his descendants could survive.
这样雅各和他的子孙就可以存活了。
In the book of Exodus chapter 10,
在出埃及记第十章，
when the entire nation of Egypt was plunged into darkness,
埃及全国都陷入黑暗里，
the Bible said that there was light where the people of God lived.
圣经说，唯有神的选民以色列家中有亮光。
In 1 Kings 17,
在列王记上十七章，
while all of Israel experienced perishing hunger,
当所有以色列人都落在致命的饥荒中，
God supplied his servant Elijah with food and water.
神却为他的仆人以利亚提供食物和水。
That's our God.
那就是我们的神呢。
Do you know him?
你认识他吗？
No wonder the psalmist, after experiencing the goodness of God, could say in Psalm 84, verse 11,
难怪诗人经历过神的美善之后，能够在诗篇八十四篇十一节说，
The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
耶和华要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
And Psalm 37 verse 25 said,
又在诗篇三十七篇二十五节说，
I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his children begging for bread.
我未见过义人被弃，也未见过他的后裔讨饭。
That is our God.
那就是我们的神。
Do you know him?
你认识他吗？
Our God provides for those who meet his conditions.
神为那些符合他要求的人供应所需。
God always blesses those who surrender.
神一向赐福给那些愿意献身的人。
God always delights in those who yield to him.
神常常喜悦那些降服在他面前的人。
Some time ago, an evangelist decided to go to a certain part of the world to evangelize.
曾经有一位传教士决定去世界某一个地区传道。
After winning some of the tribe to Christ,
在他带领了一些部族归向基督之后，
they began to experience famine.
那地方就发生了饥荒。
They had no rain for months and months.
几个月来都没下雨。
In all the years in which they worshipped their ancient gods, the rains had never failed them.
过去，当他们膜拜传统的偶像时，从不缺雨水。
But now that they followed Christ, they experienced drought.
但现在他们跟随了基督后，竟遇到旱灾。
So they ordered the evangelist to leave their country and take his God with him.
于是下令那传教士带他的神离开他们的国家。
But the evangelist refused to leave.
但是传教士拒绝离开。
The chief warned him that unless it rained by sunrise the following day?
酋长警告他说，除非明天日出之前下雨。
They would drink his blood and eat his flesh.
否则他们就要喝他的血和吃他的肉。
The evangelist prayed just as Elijah prayed for God's supernatural intervention.
那传教士就好像以利亚一样的向神祈求超自然的力量介入。
Before daylight, thunder was heard in the distance.
在日出之前，远处传来雷声。
An abundant rain refreshed the entire region.
然后倾盆大雨降在整个地区上。
Elijah's God still lives and works today.
以利亚的神仍然活着，并且做工到如今。
But the problem with us is that we want to take things into our own hands.
但是问题出在我们常要自己去支配事情。
We want to become God's little helpers.
我们想当神的小助手。
Elisha told his servant to put on a large pot and boil stew.
伊丽莎叫仆人用大锅熬汤。
In the midst of the famine.
在饥荒之中。
All around them there was death and distress.
有死亡和危难环绕他们。
And there was ample provision for the College of Prophets.
然而在先知学校里却有丰富的供应。
When God provides, he always satisfies.
有神供应必然饱足。
When we appropriate his provision, we are always contented.
当我们取用神的供应就必得满足。
Are you wounded?
你是否受到伤害?
He is a balm.
他就是膏油。
Are you sick?
你是否有病?
He is a medicine.
他就是良药。
Are you poor?
你是否贫穷?
He is wealth.
他就是财富。
Are you hungry?
你是否饥饿?
He is the bread of life.
他就是生命的粮。
Are you thirsty?
你是否干渴?
He is the living water.
他就是活水。
Are you in debt?
你是否欠债?
He is surety.
他就是保人。
Are you in darkness?
你是否落在黑暗中?
He is the sunshine.
他就是阳光。
Are you facing the gathering storm?
你是否面对将要来临的风暴?
He is the anchor.
他就是船锚。
Are you on trial?
你是否正受考验?
He is your advocate.
他就是你的辩护人。
Are you condemned?
你是否被定罪?
He is your pardon.
他要饶恕你。
My listening friends,
亲爱的朋友,
our problem is that we always try to improve on God's provision.
问题是我们常常想要更改神的供应。
And we fail to receive his gracious gifts.
结果却失去了他丰盛的赏赐。
Tune in next time as we look more closely at how God helps us overcome our own controlling spirits.
请你下次再收听，我们会更深入地了解神怎样帮助我们克服支配的欲望。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大地赐福给你，下次再会。
天当救工。
不要为明天忧虑，明天自有明天的难处。不要为明天忧虑，一天的难处一天当救工。
感谢麦克牧师的讲道和安详的翻译，也更感谢神让我们更多的明白他的爱和眷顾。是啊，我们这位伟大的神，他愿意赐福给那些完全献身和忠心摆上的人。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的节目就到这里，愿神赐福给大家，我们下周再会。